In Matthew 6, verse 3 and 4, the Bible talks about not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing when you give, because if you do, you've already received your reward. But it also says to let your light shine before others. So how should we think about giving in secret versus giving openly, and how does all of this impact eternal rewards?
Right. I think there's a real balance here, and you've picked the right passages to compare, because I'm often asked the question from the early verses of Matthew 6, and then I point back to the middle of chapter 5, which is the same sermon. And I would say one time as I read it, I think I calculated it would have been like maybe 8 minutes earlier, depending on how fast he was talking, that Jesus would have said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father who is in heaven. So this is an actual command that we would do some good works in the sight of other people. Then you have the command in Matthew 6, do not do your good works in order to be seen by men. All right, that's a purpose, in order to. If your motive is to be seen by others and receive credit and praise, then you're seeking the praise of men and not the praise of God. So how can both of those be true? Well, to me, what I tell people is, you know, if you take every other good work that God has called us to do in the church, almost without exception, we have no problem with somebody standing up maybe on a Sunday morning. The pastor says, hey, would you tell us your story of what you've learned in your family about how to parent your kids? You know, what are some good things you've learned to do with your kids that have been helpful? Or what are some things in your marriage that you've done to build a good marriage? Or what about if we were asking somebody, what have you learned about the disciplines of the Christian life? What have you learned about prayer? Okay, tell us your prayer story. And then somebody can say, well, for a long time, I didn't really have specific times of prayers. I just do the pray without ceasing, except I just would do the quick prayer and then I'm done. And it wasn't really a prayerful attitude. But then I learned first to just start with 10 minutes and then to 15 minutes. And maybe now they might say I'm up to an hour of prayer, but still, there's a lot more I could do, and lots of other people have done a lot more of that. Okay, well, you have just taken, by the way, giving and fasting and prayer are talked about together in those same verses in early Matthew 6. It's not just giving. But would most of us feel like that was inappropriate, that they had shared their story? What about your pastor? If he's preaching on prayer, do you want him to say anything about his prayer life? Well, if he preaches on prayer and doesn't say a word about his own prayer life, that would just be weird. You want to know. We need footsteps we can follow. And so what I say to people is, don't isolate giving. And a lot of people do. Oh, no, we can never have anyone tell us what they've learned about giving. Because if they do that, then that's seeking the praise of men. Well, it could be seeking the praise of men. And if that's why you're doing it, you will lose your reward. So like I've been told, well, why do you tell people the story of giving away the royalties from your books? Why are you boasting about your giving? Why do you tell people that, you know, don't assume that you're supposed to leave 100% of your money when you die to your kids who may be as wealthy or more wealthy than you? And he may be a doctor and she may be a lawyer. And why aren't you leaving it to people who really need it? And all of that. Well, I mean, like when you talk about that, you're talking about your giving, and we're forbidden to do that. No, we are not forbidden to do that. What we are told is God will not be honored and we will lose our reward if our motive in talking about our giving, and the same would be true of prayer, of your Bible study habits, of your fasting, of good things you've learned about your marriage and parenting, then if you do it to get praise for yourself, you will lose your reward. You will not be rewarded for it. So what I've told people is when I've stood before them and say, okay, I just didn't recommend that you consider taking something in your life. And when I speak to writers, I'll say, choose one book and then say, Lord, all the royalties from this book are going to go to you. If they're doing this and this is their living, and that I understand that they're not going to give away 100% of the royalties like we do. But just do that. And then other people have a second business, or they do a yard sale, give away 100% of that or whatever. Okay. So if they tell that story to somebody, I hope it's going to get those other people excited about giving. We know who the prayer warriors are in our church. I mean, do you guys know of people in your church that, hey, if you've got a prayer request, take it to them because they are prayer warriors. And by analogy, I would say we need to know who at least some of the giving warriors are in our churches where we can go to them. I know I could learn about prayer from this person. I could go over to their house and pray with them. I could ask them, would you teach me about prayer? Would you mentor me in the ways of prayer? Well, we need giving warriors in our churches where people, younger people can say, hey, look, these people know what the giving life is about. I want to learn about it from them. That can't be known without at some point people becoming aware that God has taught you something about giving and that you're a joyful giving person. And that's okay as long as that's not what it's all about for you in terms of your motive.